iron-studded oaken door which yawns wide on rusted hinges, bidding us enter. Follow softly down this long stone-walled corridor. Music. Do you hear it? It is he, sitting before the ruined old organ, clutching the keys with his ancient, bony fingers. And there, perched on his shoulder, is his... Wait, it is well to stop, for here is the wizard of the Black Castle.
There you are, back again, I see. Well, welcome, come in, come in. You'll be overjoyed at the tale I have for you tonight. Diablo, away with you. And don't make so much noise, no more interruptions. Away, off to your perch in the rafters. What I have to tell you happened to two young sires who were lost in the jungles across the seas, lost in the shadows and murky mists that writhe and whisper as they haunt the never-never land and drive men mad when they are shorn of the veneer called civilization and ready to believe in the evil powers of the spirits which infest the jungle. Yes!
Take it easy, Greg, old son. Now I'll have this bandage on and half a shake here.
I'm doing okay, Lee. It feels fine.
Just fine. Thanks. I just wish you hadn't used your shirt for the sling, though. No telling what we'll meet up with in this neck of the woods.
Think nothing of it, son. It's my fault we're here. If I'd have been on my toes, I'd have spotted that Zero coming at us and got him before he got us. Instead of knocking him down after he filled our motor full of hot lead.
Guess that's what they call a fortune to war, Lee. Well, I feel good because you did get him. Now there are two sky buggies in this forsaken hole for the lizards to riot in.
Yeah. Got any idea where we are, Greg?
Last time I looked at the map, we weren't very far from that Jap supply base the Navy supported on the peninsula. I didn't see anything from upstairs, though.
Neither did I. Well, fella, feel like walking somewhere?
Sure. Sure, no sense sitting here. Come on, let's go.
Up to daisy now. You take care of that arm, pal. Now go ahead and find some kind of a way for you.
Good idea. Go slow now. Let's save our strength. Hey, wait a minute, Lee. Do you smell something?
What? By golly, yeah. Smells like smoke. Wonder what it is.
It seems to be coming from that way. Let's go see, shall we? Easy now.
You think it could be the suns or the rising sun?
I don't know. But we better take no chances. Look, I'm sure to make a lot of noise with this arm out of commission the way it is. So suppose you ease over there and see what's doing.
Okay, Greg. You stay here and let me have your 45, eh?
Sure, take it. Hurry back now. And in one piece.
Sure. I got you, Greg. Greg.
What is it? Hey, you look as if you'd seen a ghost.
The smoke's coming from that Zero I shot down. It's burning over there. And the Jap pilot is laying on the ground beside the plane.
Have we run into a patrol?
Wait a minute now. Just let me swallow my stomach again. Greg? No, there's no patrol. It's just the biggest, blackest giant I ever laid eyes on. And he's torn the Jap's face apart and he's sitting there, pulling the guy's teeth out of the jaws with his bare hands. You see?
The creatures of the jungle feast on intruders. Vengeance comes out of the darkness and strikes swiftly, without warning. And for the victims, the worst of all is the fear that paralyzes muscles and numbs the reason. seer, born of the knowledge that death stalks the shadowy maze of the jungle, ready to fight whomever the victor may be.
I'm about done, Lee. I think I'll have to stop for a while. This arm is jumping like a jitterbug. Well, I guess we put enough ground between us and that giant. Hey, Greg, do you suppose he was a cannibal? He didn't have a bone through his nose, though, like you see in the picture books. No telling, Lee. Oh, but I'd just as soon not walk up and ask him. You know what I mean.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And personally, I wouldn't care if I never saw him again.
Uh-oh. What's the matter?
Guess I spoke too soon, Greg. Don't look now, but he's right behind you there.
But he can't be. He's that weak.
White man hurt.
Greg, I could have sworn I heard him say, white man hurt.
Me too, Lee. I beg pardon. Did you say something?
White man hurt arm.
He did say it, Greg.
Well, now I've heard everything.
Yes.
Arm hurt.
A shot.
Here. White man, take off rag.
Huh? Greg? Rag? Now, what do you think he means?
Quietly.
Why you want me take off bandage? Kundu, big, little white man, come close, Kundu.
Little white man? Look, that's me, Greg. What'll I do?
Go ahead, Lee. Go ahead. Don't cross him.
Okay, then. Up to now, it's been nice knowing you, pal.
Little man, take Kundu by hand to hurt man.
By the hand? Hey, what's the big idea? Greg?
What's the matter now?
Look at his face, Greg. He's blind.
Blind? But he can't be, he just said.
I know, fella. I know what he said. Come on. Here you are, mister. Here's my buddy. I'm covering them with a 45, Greg.
White man, listen. Kundu, Wombatu, chief. 10 suns pass. The Jap man come. Make trade, Wombatu people. My people. Kundu, Palava, make trade. Jap man bring warriors in night. Kill my people in sleep. Try kill Kundu. Now only Kundu left.
Did you hear that, Greg? Those little Jap snakes snuck up on these here folks while I was dickering with them and massacred them. Just like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, I got it, Lee. Kundu, how can we help you?
Kundu no white man fight Jap devils. Kundu cure white man if white man be I for Kundu.
That's a fair offer, Kundu. What's next?
Wait a minute, Greg, now. Wait a minute. How's he going to cure you?
I don't know, Lee, but I'm willing to take a chance. This fellow's on our side. All right, Kundu. You've got 2 pair of eyes right now.
There, in the darkening jungle, a white man watched the giant take from a hidden pouch the strange tools of every head. Ugly dolls with thorns piercing their rat-skinned bodies. Smelly ointments that made the white man wince when the great black hand smeared them on his wound. Dirty powders that smoked with nauseous choking clouds in the fire which appeared from nowhere. And in a twinkling of time, the medicine was made, the spell cast. And then...
Well, I'll be a billy goat's grandpa. Look at that.
Yes, look at that. The swelling's gone down, and my arm is beginning to feel better already.
White man, come now. Find Jap devils.
Okay, Kundu, we're ready. But we'll have to wait till the sun comes up again. We won't be able to find our way in this darkness.
White man, come this way.
Greg, that guy knows where he's going without us. He doesn't need eyes.
I've thought about that, Lee. Let's not argue. Go ahead, Kundu. We're right behind you. Do you remember this dream, Lee?
No. I don't think we came this way, Greg.
White man, wait. Soon Kundu avenge Wombatu people.
What's he gonna do, Greg?
Let's watch and see. Look, aren't those things teeth?
Well, I'll be... Say, they look like the teeth you pulled out of the Jap pilot's jaw.
Wait, he's grinding between a couple of stones he's got there. Now what?
Well, he's got more stuff in that little bag of his than I ever saw outside a woman's purse. Oh, there's some more of that sticky stuff he rubbed on your arm.
He's making a paste of the teeth and that goo. Good grief.
White man, come now. Make no noise. Jap devil over there.
Greg, we're going right into the Jap camp.
White man, keep still. Take fetish. Rub on face of Jap soldiers.
Okay, Kundu. Come on, Lee. Take some. I don't know what's going to be, but it ought to be terrific.
Hey, look. Here's a sentry sleeping. There you are, you son of heaven. Official. Compliments of Mr. Kundu of the Wombatus.
Good. He didn't even wake up, eh? You take that side, Lee, and I'll take this. Go into every hut you see and do the same thing. That's what Kundu is doing, anyhow. Let's try and catch up with him.
Okay, boy. And I'll meet you back at the stream when I run out of this stuff.
Lee, are you here somewhere?
Over here, Greg. Say, how'd you make out, you?
I don't understand it. Those Japs must be under a spell of some kind. It's uncanny. Not one of them woke up. And I must have smeared 30 of them. Me too. Where's Kundu? I don't know. Didn't you catch up with him?
No. Last I saw him, he was going down the village street.
Kundu here. White man, wait. White warriors come soon. Many boats come from big waters.
Kundu? How did you find that out?
Kundu, go now.
Hey, well, wait a minute. Well, how do you like that guy? Why, he just comes and goes like nothing.
Wombatu! Wombatu!
The two friars, rescued by the landing party that stormed the unresisting little village, couldn't have made anyone believe the story of the giant without eyes, because the only other signs of human beings about the native huts were bodies of the dead Japanese which littered them, bodies whose faces had been mangled as if by wild animals in the dark of the jungle night. Yes!
Come quickly, friends. We retrace our steps down the corridor to return to our place of rendezvous on the hillside overlooking the peaceful valley. Now, we must part for the hour grows late. Remember, please, we shall expect you next Saturday evening at 7:15 Eastern Wartime for another visit to the Black Castle. All voices and characters of the Black Castle were portrayed by yours truly, Don Douglas. This is Mutual.